Today's daf is daf Nun Ches. We were in the middle of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara had told us the story of the terrible massacres during the times of Bayis Rishon, by Nebuzaradan. And then the Gemara said that Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayodayim Yidei Esav teaches us that there is no prayer that doesn't have some Yaakov in it. And there's no successful war that doesn't have some Esav in it. Now the Gemara goes back to the issues of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, sort of the middle here on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Behind the Damar Belazer, this Rabbi Belazer said, "Bishot Lashon, when the tongue is beating people up as a stick, Techavei hide. Bichirchure Lashon Techavei, when there are fights of sharp-edged tongues, Lashon Hara, and disputes between people, hide, because destruction is coming." There was the fight between the host and Bar Kamtza, and destruction came. I'm reviewed him, Rav reviewed the name of Rav. My dechsi was the meaning of the Pasuk. On the Haros Bavel, Shom Yashavnu Gam Bochinu Bezachinu Es Tzion, on the rivers of Bavel, we sat and cried when we remembered Zion. Now, who wrote that Pasuk? David HaMelech and Tehillim. Tehillim, that's even before the Beis HaMikdash was built. And he's talking about the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash? Yes. Malamed Shera HaKadosh Baruch Hu David Chorban Bayis Rishon. Hashem showed David the destruction of the first temple by the Babylonians. V'chorban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second temple by the Romans. Chorban Bayis Rishon, Shenemal Naharos Bavel, on the rivers of Bavel, Shom Yoshav Negam Bachinu. And Bayis Sheni Dechsev, in the second temple destruction was shown to David, as it says, Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom, remember God against the sons of Edom. Es Yom Yerushalayim, the day of Jerusalem, Ha'omrim, those who were saying, Aru, Aru, let us uproot and uproot, Adai Yisod, but till the very foundation. Am Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Sendim, Mar Shmuel, V'yitem, and some say, Rav Ami, V'ami, Lo, some say, Mas Nisa, Sanu, Torna, Braisa, Maisa, Barba, Meos, Yiladim, V'yilados, there was a story with 400 boys and girls in the times of the second temple. Shenishbu the clone that were taken captive to be used as prostitutes. Both the boys for boys and the girls for girls. Here Gishu Ba'atzulama Hemis Bakshin, they felt what they were being taken for. Amru they said him, Anu Tovim Biyam, Anu Ban L'chayol Maba. If we drown ourselves in the ocean, we will get to the world to come. If we commit suicide to avoid such sins being done to us, will we merit a world, the world to come? Darshlan Agadol Shabhan, the leader of them, said to them, Amr Hashem, God send me Bashan Ashiv. I will restore you from Bashan Ashiv Mitsulosyam. I will restore you from the depths of the sea. Mi Bashan Ashiv, that means we bein Chine Arye Ashiv. I'll return you from the between the teeth of the lions. Mi Mitsulosyam, from the depths of the ocean, Elushatovim Biyam, those who drown themselves in the ocean. When the girls heard this, they committed suicide into the sea. So the boys said, at the end of the day, if a girl is used as a prostitute, it is the way of, a little bit the way of the world for a girl to have marital relations. However, but for a boy to be used as a prostitute for other boys, it's also not only, you know, demeaning and sinful, it's also unnatural. Alachas kam v'kam, certainly we should commit suicide. Afim kops l'toch hayam, they also jumped into the sea. V'aleina kasav omer, about these children, the verse says, ki alecho ragnu kol hayom, for your sake we were killed all day. Nechshavnu katzon tivcha, we were considered like the sheep that are slaughtered.
This is before first destruction or second?
Second destruction.
After the second destruction.
Are we the Gemara going three things you're supposed to kill yourself for?
No, there are three things you're supposed to choose death versus doing that. This is one of them, Gilui Arayos.
Right.
And here we're saying more. Not only can you say to the person who's threatening you, kill me, here we're saying you can actively commit suicide. Rabbi Yehuda said that this verse, Kalecha Ragnon Kalayom, Zo Isha Veshiva Banat, that's what we always refer to as the story of Chana and her seven sons. They brought them in front of the Caesar. Amrule, they said to the children, Plachla, what is Kochavim, bow to this idol. Amaluhu, they said to the Caesar, Kasabator, the Torah says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am God your Lord, how can I bow? So Afku, they took out that first one, the first child, Vikatlu, and they killed him. As you lead Kesa, then they brought the second child in front of the Caesar. Amrule, they said to the second child, Plachla, what is Kochavim, bow to the idol. Amaluhu, he said to the Caesar, Kasabator, lo yilochaluhim achayim aponai. You may not have any other gods before me. Afku, Vikatlu, they took out the second one and killed him. As you lead they brought the third. Amrulei plachla vodes kocham, they said to him, bow to the idol. Amruluhu, he said, kasabatar zoveich eluhim yachram, those who offer offerings to another god will be destroyed. They took him out and killed him. They brought out the fourth son. They said to him, bow to the idol. He said to them, Torah says in the Torah, don't bow to another god. They took him out and killed him. They brought out the fifth son. They said to him, bow to the idols. He said to them, Torah says in the Torah, here Israel, God is our Lord, God is one. We don't believe in multiple gods. They took him out and killed him. They brought out the sixth son. They said to him, "Plach lavodas kochavim, worship the idols." He said to them, "Kasuba Torah says in the Torah, 'V'yadat hayom Hashavas levechatz.' Note today and take it to heart. Hashem Elokim v'shavayim ma'avalat mitachas. Say note, God is the Lord in the heavens above and on the earth below. There is no other. Afkuv v'katlu, they took him out and killed him. Asu lidoch, they brought out the seventh son. They said to him, 'Plach lavodas kochavim, bow to the idols.' He said to them, 'Kasuba Torah says in the Torah, Hashem emayt hayom, you have dedicated Hashem today, and Hashem has dedicated you today. Hashem emirchar hayom, for nishbanu laKadosh Baruch Hu she'enanu ma'avirim osu be'el acher. We've already sworn to God, we are not going to replace him with another god. We are dedicated to him. For hafu nishba lanu, and God has sworn to us, she'en ma'avir son bu ma'acher. He's not going to replace us with another nation. Amalei Kesar. So the Caesar said, you know what? Ishdi lach kushbanka. I'm going to throw to you a coin. Why don't you bend down and pick it up? So it looks like you're bowing to the idol. Really, you're picking up a coin. At least people will say he accepted the rule of the king. So the child said, pity on you, Caesar. Pity about you, Caesar. You're so worried about your own honor. You don't want it to be said that the kids don't listen to you. So you want it even to look like a kid bows to you. So you think that God's not going to care about his honor? Wouldn't God care about his honor? How can I bow to an idol? Afku, they took him out, they to kill him. Amru lahu ime. So the mother said to them, Yavu anili, bring this child to me, v'inashke pur, to let me kiss him a little bit before he dies. Amru lo, she said to her seventh son, Banai, my children. She said to her seven children, Banai, my children, lahu v'imru l'avram avichim. When you go up to heaven, you're going to meet Avram Avinu. Tell him, Ata kadatam izbeach echad. You bound a child on one altar. You were willing to offer one child. I've offered seven altars. I've given up seven children. And after that happened, Afi also lagag, she went up to the roof, enough of a mason, she fell off and she died. It sounds like she committed suicide. The voice came out of heaven and said, the mother of the children is happy. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, this pasuk yalecha ragdon kol hayom is not a reference to the children who jumped into the sea. It's not a reference to the mother and her seven children. It's a reference to Bris Mila. Zumila shenitna mishmini. Here we take a little child. He's 8 days old. It's dangerous. And we give him a Bris Mila. So we're willing to die for Hashem every day. That's a reference to Tamid HaChachamim. They kill themselves for Torah. Shemarin hilcho shchita ba'atzman. They demonstrate the laws of shchita on their own body. And that's dangerous because sometimes the knife can go into the neck and they can die. Rava used to say every matter a person can demonstrate on his body by mishchita except for shchita. Another explanation. What does it mean? Kialecha ragdon kol hayom, for your sake we were killed all day. That's a reference to the Torah scholars. Shemimisan atzman al divrei Torah. They kill themselves in their efforts to understand the words of Torah. Kidder Reb Shimon Lakish, like Reb Shimon Lakish taught. Reb Shimon Lakish and divrei Torah miskaimen al b'mishem ebim atzman aleihem. Words of Torah only last in those people that will die for them. Shenemar, it says, Osa Torah, this is the Torah, Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel, a man who will die in the tent, who kills himself in the tent. Amar Rabba Barachan Rabbi Yochanan. Going back to the stories of the destruction of Beitar, Rabba Barachan Rabbi Yochanan, Arbaim Sa'a, 40 Sa'a, Kitzutzei Tfilin, boxes of Tfilin, Nimtsu Barosh Arugei Beitar, were collected from the heads of the killed martyrs of Beitar. Rabbi Yanai said it was three times that amount. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Shalosh Kupos, three boxes, each box, Shal Arbaim, Arbaim Sa, 40 Sa of Tfilin boxes. And B'mas Nisatan and Abraisa was taught also 120 Sa. Arbaim Kupos, there were 40 boxes, but each box only had Shal Shalosh Shalosh Saim of three Saim of Tfilin boxes. Below Pligi, now there's really no argument whether there were 120 Sa worth of Tfilins or 40 Sa worth of Tfilins. One is talking about the tefillin of the head, which is larger. That was 120 saw. And one is talking about the tefillin of the arm, which is smaller. That was 40 saw. Amrav Asi Arba Kavin Moach Nimtzu 11 Achas. There were four kavin of brain matter on a single stone when the second temple was destroyed. Because Jewish children, their brains were bashed against the stone. Ula Amar, Ula said it was more than four kav, it was nine kav, tisha kav. Amar of Kanvi Tem Shiva Bar Mari Maikra, where do we see the Pasuk? The Pasuk says about the destruction of the first temple, Bas Bavel Hashduda, you the daughter of Bavel, Ashrei she is Shalim Lach, happy is the one who pays you back, Ashrei, happy is the one, she Yoches, who will grab you, Venipetzis Ololayach Alasala, and smash your little babies to a stone. Why would David HaMelech be praying that the Babylonian little babies be smashed to stones? It's because the Babylonians smashed our little babies on stones. The verse says, "Bnei Tzion ayikarim sulaim bapaz," the children of Zion who are so precious, who are so valuable, who are adorned with gold. Ma'im sulaim bapaz. What does it mean, adorned with gold? Ilei medavu machpi bapiz. If it literally means that the Jewish children of Yerushalayim had a lot of gold jewelry all over them. That's not so, doesn't make sense. Ami de Beir Shila, we know that Reb Shila had a tradition. Tarti mitkali is to a pizza and a chos ba'alma. There are two measures of sla'im of gold that came into the world. Chadab Romi, one went down to Rome. Vachadab kuli alma, and one to the rest of the world. In other words, gold is in the hands of Rome. They have huge amounts of gold. So it doesn't mean that the Bnei Tzion have gold. So what does it mean the Bnei Tzion are mesulaim bapaz? It means like this. The Bnei Tzion were so beautiful, they would make gold look ugly relative to their beauty. What was the example? We know that the Gemara believed that the thoughts that a person has at the moment of intercourse creates those types of children. So, Meikara, initially Chashu Hidiromi, the prominent people of Rome, Havinakti Bilyona de Gushpanka. They used to hold images made of gold that were on their coins. So they would like have this coin that had, Brutus engraved on it. Or Meshamshi Arsail. And while they'd be having intercourse, they'd be holding this gold Brutus coin so that their child would look like the beautiful Brutus. But once they captured the Jewish people, Mikan v'aylich, Ma'isi b'nei Yisrael used to take Jewish children, v'asu b'kayr de purayu, and they would tie them to the legs of their beds, u'mashamshi, and have marital relations. Am lechad l'chavre, one Jew once said to another Jew, ha'hei chaksiva, where was this horrible punishment written in the Torah? Am lechad, he said, it's the following pasuk, gam kol choli v'kol maka, even every illness and every wound, asher lo kasu b'sefer ha-Torah zos, which is not written in this holy book, will be brought against you. Amar, he said, Kamamar Chikna Miduchta Plan. You know, how far is that pasuk from where I'm up to in the Torah? Amalei Ingad Pustu Palga. He said, you know what? Wait another column and a half, a page and a half, and you'll already. It's not far. It's not far. It's another page and a half. Amalei, he said, Imatoyla Gabay, lo it's Trichalach. If I would have gotten up to that pasuk, I wouldn't have needed to ask you where it's located. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda said, Name of Shmuel, Mishim, Rishim, Gamliel. My dechtiv, what's the meaning of the verse? Eini olalala nafshi mikol b'nosi ri. It means like this. Arbameos batek nisiyos hayu b'krach beitzar. There were 400. Oh, welcome. There were 400 shuls in the city of Beitar. U'b'chol achas v'achas. And in each one, hayu arbameos malamde tinokos. Each shul had 400 teachers of children. And every teacher, are you the fun of Abraham Yitzchak Nochash of Israel, and 400 children of basic elementary level learning. In other words, 6.4 million people. When the enemy came into Beitar, all these kids had these sticks, which they would see the place in the book with the stick. So when the enemies came in, they started to stab the enemies with the sticks. However, when the enemy was more powerful and he conquered them, he wrapped them, welcome. He wrapped them in their Sifrei Torah, and he burned them all in fire. There was a story through Bishu ben Chananya, and he went to a great city in Rome. They said there's a young boy in a jail who has beautiful eyes, who is a beautiful image, and his hair is arranged in beautiful curls. He went, he stood by the entrance of the jail. Amar, he said, who has handed Yaakov over to be crashed to be smashed and the Jewish people to be plundered. So the child responded, Alo Hashem, it's all God's doing, because we've sinned him. And the people didn't want the ways of Hashem haloch to walk in those ways. So they didn't listen to his Torah. Amar said, Muftachani bo, if that's the response of this kid, I'm sure about him. Shemora Horel be Israel. He's going to eventually be a teacher of psak amongst the Jewish people. Havoda, I swear by the divine service. Sheini Zaz, Mikan, I'm not moving from here. Chef Denim, Bechamam, and Shapos, can I? I'm going to redeem him, whatever the price is that they tell me I need to pay. Amru, they said, Lozaz, Misham, he didn't leave from there. Chapto, Bamam, and Habri, until he spent a lot of money to redeem him. Boy, it wasn't a long time. At Shahora Rabbi, he became a big posek. And who was that? Umanu Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Maisa, there was a story about a different Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Bivno v'no shall Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The son and the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. She'nishbu l'shnei adonim. That after the destruction of the second temple, they were taken captive by two different masters. L'yam nizdav g'shnei b'makom echad. After a period of time, these two masters happened to be in the same place. Ze omer yesh li'evet shein kiyofu b'chol olam. One was saying, I have a male slave. There's no one as beautiful like him in the whole world. And the other one said, I have a female Jewish slave. No one as beautiful like her in the whole world. They said, let's marry them off to each other. We'll divide the children. They put them into a room. One sat in one corner and she sat in the other corner. The one sitting in the corner, he said, I'm a Kohen. I'm the child of Kohanim Gedolim. Esa Shivcha, I'm going to go have marital relations with a maid. Vizosa Maris, and she was saying, Ani Kohanes, I'm a Kohanes. Bas Kohanim Gedolim, a child of Kohanim Gedolim. Inase Levin, I'm going to go have marital relations with a slave. Uvachu Kalalaila, they cried the whole night. Kevin Shalom Ad Hashachar, once the pillar of morning came up, Hikiruzet said, they recognized each other. Vinaflu Zalze, and they fell on each other. The Go Bivchi, and they started mourning and crying, Achiyach and Esmash until their soul left them. Alein Kodin Yirmiyah, about them, Yirmiyah, Anavi said, Al Ela ani bochia, for these I cry, Amy, Amy, Yardamayim, my eye sheds tears. Amr Shlakish, Shlakish said, Maisa Bish Achas, another story with a woman, Tzafnas Bas Pniel Shema. Her name was Tzafnas, the daughter of Pniel. Tzafnas, she called Sofim Biyofi. She was called Tzafnas. Everybody would stare at her beauty. She was so striking. Bas Pniel, the daughter of Pniel, Bitol Shal Kohen Gadol. She was the daughter of a Kohen Gadol. Shashimish Lufnai Vlifnim. He's called Pniel because he served in the innermost sanctums. Shenis Alba Shavai Kalalaila. There was a captor who abused her an entire night. Lamacha, the next morning, Kilbisha Shiva Chalukim, he put on her seven robes. Votziya Lamocha, and he took her out to sell her. Ba'adam Echachay Mechur B'yoser, a very ugly person came. Amar Lo, he said, Harini Yasiofi, I want to see her beauty. Amar Lo, he said to him, Rika, empty one. If you want to buy. There's no one as beautiful as her in the whole world. Amalo, he said, even though you're telling me she's so beautiful, I want to see it. If they took off six of the robes. She took off six of her robes. Ushvi Karasa, the seventh she tore. And his palsha ba'afar, Afan, she started rolling in the dirt. Amr Lefanav, she said, Ribono Shel Olam, master of the world. Imalenu lo chasta. Okay, you didn't have Rahmana Sanas. You didn't protect our dignity. But about the holiness of your great name, why don't you have Rachmanis? I mean, it's a bizayon to Hashem. It's a disgrace to Hashem that this is the way Jewish people are treated. About her, Yirmiyahu Navi wrote the pasuk, Bas Ami, daughter of my nation, Chigri Sak, put on sackcloth, Viz Palshi Be'efar, and roll in the dust. Evel Yachid Asi Lach, a mourning for an individual make for you. Misbe Tamrumrim, a chilling eulogy. Kipitom yavo hashodeid aleinu. For suddenly the bandit has come upon us. Alayach lo namer. It doesn't say that the bandit has come upon you. Ela aleinu has come upon us. God is saying kivyachol, as it were, alayva alayach bashodeid. The bandit has come against you and against me. Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Rav, Rav Yehud Samir Rav. My detiv was meaning of the pasuk. For ashku gevru veso, and they will steal. A man and his wife, Ishvinachlaso, and a man and his inheritance. Nice about the Mechel. There was a story with a person, Shinasav Eznav Be'eshus Rabbo. He was an apprentice, and he was working for a master, whatever it was, carpenter, shoemaker. He decided he likes the wife of the master. He wants her. Shulya Din Agrahava. He was an apprentice of a carpenter. So Pamachas Hutzrach Lulvos. The master needed to borrow money. Amar lo, so the apprentice said, Shigarish Techa Etzli, send the wife to me. Alvena, I'll give her, I'll lend her money. Shigar ishto etzlo, he sent the wife to him. B'sha ima shlosha yamim, he spent 3 days with her. Kodem, kodem uvaitzlo, so finally the master came. Amalo, he said to him, so this apprentice, he was such a nasty kid. He said, Ishti, the master said, Ishti shishigarti l'chaheichani, where's my wife that I sent to you? Amalo, he said to him, Ani p'tarti al altar. You know what? I didn't keep her for 3 days. I sent her away right away. However, shamati shatinokus nasalu baba derech. I heard that other children have had marital relations with her along the way. Amalo, so the master said, Ma'asa, what should I do? Amalo, he said, Imata shamei latzasi, if you listen to my advice, Ger should divorce her. Amalo, he said, I can't afford it. Subasam ruba, she has a big suba. Amalo, he said, Bova se'imi b'chovach. You know what? I'm going to lend you money, and you'll work off what I'm lending to you by you being a slave to me, and that's it. And that's what happened. V'ayu heim yoshim. So here, this apprentice is now sitting with this guy's former wife. V'ochlim v'shosim. V'huay omenu mashkalim. And he's standing, and he has to serve them. V'yudmos noshos me'ainav. And his tears are dropping out of his eyes. V'nofos pekosein and dropping into their cups. For that moment, God decided, okay, that's what the people of Jerusalem do, then Jerusalem will be destroyed. Amil, others say, it wasn't the fact that he was suffering and having to serve them and see how they had conquered and stolen from him, but rather, that this woman, for those 3 days, was sleeping with this apprentice. So you have a situation of a married woman having znus, that you have two flames on one candle, you know, two men sleeping with one woman, that was the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Okay, so going back to the Mishnah talked about a topic called Sikrikon. Sikrikon were these Gentile bandits who would take away Jewish property. Basically, you had no choice. If the Sikrikon wants the property, I mean, he can kill you. So people would sell their property. So the Mishnah said there's a law of Sikrikon. What's the law of Sikrikon? If you buy the property from the Sikrikon, and then after you buy it from the Sikrikon, you go to the Jew who the property was stolen from him and say, okay, sell me your property, I'm going to give you money for it. And he agrees. That's not a deal. Because we say that the Jew really didn't agree to sell you the property. He wants to get the property back. He can't get it from the guy. So he figured he'll say he's selling it to you to get it back from you. But really, he's not selling it to you. That's called the law of Sikrikon. That, said the Mishnah, was the Mishnah Rishon. But the later Besdin said that if you buy from the Sikrikon, you could afterwards get the property by buying from the Jew. All you have to do is give the Jew a quarter of its value. Because the Sikrikon, you know, that's what he had, you know, taken advantage of the Jew. He had, you know, had paid a quarter less. So once you give the quarter of the value of the field, so now you have acquired it. Okay, that was what the Mishnah said. The problem is that we don't trust the owner, the original owner of the field, when he says he's selling you the field, because he didn't have control of his field. The Sikrikon took the field. No, the Gentile, you can't. He didn't own it to sell it to you, right? He stole it. So now that you're buying it from him, that certainly didn't make it yours. Even if you go after you bought from the Sikrikon, you go back to the original owner and say, okay, listen, I'm buying the field. I'll pay you too. So if the original owner says, fine, I agree, we don't trust it. We don't believe it that he agreed because he was just doing it to get it away from the Gentile. He doesn't really want to sell it to you. That was the original halacha. Then they changed the halacha. They said, you know what? If you bought from the Sikrikon and you pay the owner a quarter of the value, that's already enough.
Okay.
So, Amar Rav. Rav said, this law of the Sikrikon. Lo shanu, this halacha, that if you bought, after you bought from the Sikrikon, you bought from the original owner, it wasn't a sale, is when what happened with you and the original owner was the amal olei chazek v'kni. The original owner said, yeah, okay, you want to pay for it, no problem, go do a chazaka, go acquire it. Avil b'shtar. But if the original owner did more than just say you can go buy it, the original owner himself filled out a contract, and he signed a deed of sale, kana, that means he's serious. And then you do acquire it. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel said, af b'shtar nami lo kana. A regular contract alone wouldn't acquire it. If, though, you bought from the Sikrikon, and afterwards you went to the original owner, and the original owner gave you a contract with a guarantee, at sh'yichtav lo achrayas, and yes, you bought the field, you paid me for it, and the field is yours, and if for whatever reason you lose the field, you can come back to me, and I'll replace to you the monetary payment. So when there's a guarantee, that means he really meant it. Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel. We have a brisa like Shmuel, that if the original owner had written a shtar with achrayus, then it is a purchase, even though there's a secret cone involved. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Lakach mina isha, if a man goes to a woman who's married, and he pays her for the field, Chazar v'lakach mina ish, and he goes to the husband, and he pays him for that field, that is a good sale, because we don't think that the wife is just agreeing to make the husband happy, because she agreed to the deal even before the husband was involved. However, if a person goes to the husband who's using these nixei melog, and he buys it from him, then he goes to the woman and says, okay, listen, I bought it from the husband, I know it was really yours, you agree to it too, right? Here, I'll give you money. She says, yeah, I agree to it. Then we have the law of the Mishnah, Mekhobata. We don't trust that that's a real sale, because we say that the woman only said that she's agreeing because she wants to keep her husband happy, but she didn't really want to agree to sell her field. Until she writes a contract with a guarantee. So you see that once the person who we don't trust is selling writes a contract with a guarantee, then we do trust that they are really wholeheartedly selling. So maybe this is a disproof of Rav, because Rav said that a shtar alone is enough. You don't even need a guarantee in the shtar. And here it says a guarantee. Rav will say that when the Braisa says, achrayus, my achrayus, it means shtar. Achrayus nami shtar. But the word achrayus in the Braisa doesn't mean a guarantee. It just means a shtar. Shtar is called an achrayus because it's called a responsibility. Okay. Turn around and look at a Braisa. Let's say you have a situation where a person buys a field from these Gentile bandits. And he then lived on it for 3 years. And he was using it for 3 years. And the original owner is sitting right there watching. And then he turns around and he sells it to a second owner. Ein la balim alokeach sheni klum. The owners cannot try to take it, to get anything. They can't try to get anything from the second buyers. In other words, since 3 years had gone by and they didn't do anything, there were 3 years when they were, when the field was in his hands, they didn't do anything. So we say that must mean he really owned it. He really owned it. This is the general halacha of cheskas habatim. When somebody is for 3 years in a field and the owner sees and he doesn't protest, then we know that it belongs to that person. He doesn't have to produce the shtar anymore that he bought the field. So we're talking about here after the takana. In other words, the original owner bought it from the sikri kohen. He paid, the buyer bought it from the sikri kohen. He then paid the original owner a quarter of the value of the field. And then he stayed there for 3 years, and now he sold it to a second owner. The guys can't protest. Ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, what's the case here of the Braisa? Idekatayin va'amar. If the second buyer is saying, Minach Zavna, he, the first buyer, bought it from you, and he paid you that quarter. So then why are you talking about the second buyer? Afilu Rishonami, we can even tell you this halacha about the first buyer. And if the first buyer claims he got it, the field from the secret cone, and then he paid off that quarter to the original owners, if he then spent 3 years, the original owners can't ask for any further proof of purchase. And if the second buyer is not claiming the first buyer bought it from you, so even though there's a second buyer, since there's no claim that there was a purchase from the original owner, the second buyer should have to pay the quarter of the value of the field to the original owner. He's not claiming that the first buyer bought it and paid that quarter. Ukagown, what are we talking about? Zeh, the first one who bought it. and spent 3 years there. Toanim Liyoresh. We're talking about he died, and his son inherited the field. Or Toanim Lokeach. Or he had sold the field, and that's the Chiddush here. Bez Din makes a claim for the benefit of a Yoresh, and Bez Din makes a claim for the benefit of a purchaser, and the Bez Din will say, you know what? He was here for 3 years, must be he paid a quarter of the value of the field, and therefore you, the original owner, are not entitled to any monies anymore. The Idach. But if it would talk about the original owner, I'm sorry, not the original owner, if it would talk about the first buyer, Itayin, if he makes the claim and says, you know what, I paid a quarter and I'm here by right in, then we do believe him. But if he was just here for 3 years, but he doesn't make the claim to say, I paid off the quarter, lo, we would not believe him.